Jeffrey Mittman is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. He says the ordinance adopted by the Anchorage Assembly created two distinct unconstitutional sections in Anchorage Municipal Code that are in conflict with the Alaska Constitution.
As Alaskans, we depend upon our incredibly strong Constitution, which we're all very proud of, and our Alaska Constitution is very clear. This ordinance is not permissible.
The law bans most sitting or lying down and panhandling on downtown sidewalks. It was adopted by the Assembly in November 2011. ACLU attorneys argue the ordinance violates freedom of expression and infringes on the right to peaceably assemble. The ACLU wrote letters to the Assembly expressing concern about the change in law. The Assembly repealed the ordinance in September 2012. Mayor Dan Sullivan quickly vetoed the repeal. Joshua Decker is the ACLU attorney handling the case. He says the ACLU has reached out to municipal officials hoping to amend the code.
We're very happy to work with the municipality to craft laws that address problems of sitting on the sidewalk, problems of obstructing traffic, but they should be well-tailored to Alaska and well-tailored to Anchorage, and sadly these laws are not.
Decker says the mayor's office has not been responsive. The ACLU is concerned that the law could be used to prevent workers from protesting and artists from performing. The eight plaintiffs signed on to the lawsuit range in age from 26 to 95 years old and from liberal to libertarian. They include activists in the Occupy movement and an artist. Two labor unions have also signed on to the lawsuit. Vince Beltrami is president of the Alaska AFL-CIO. He says he's concerned that workers protesting unfair labor practices could be arrested.
Oftentimes, workers, may have issues that put us on the street protesting, poor treatment or whatnot, maybe unfair labor practices that have been committed by, an employer or, city government officials, for that matter. And this would preclude us from being able to protest, our basic First Amendment rights to free speech are, being stifled if we don't stand up for this.
Beltrami says that he doesn't know of any workers who've been fined or arrested while protesting since the ordinances were put in place. Tika Ballas is an artist who runs the city's art magazine. She's concerned the law could prevent her from performing in downtown Anchorage.
I just really hope that there's a rewarding that comes with this so that people can still sit and eat their lunch and not have the threat of maybe being harassed by police officers or fined by police officers, and that as a performance artist, I can continue to do art in a visible area. If you want to busk, if you want to do flash mob, if you want to protest, the only real reasonable place to do that is downtown Anchorage. And right now, currently, we don't have that right.
Anchorage Police Department officials say that they have not yet cited anyone using the law since it went on the books, but they have enforced it by asking people to leave the sidewalk. Mayor Sullivan proposed the sidewalk sitting law after a homeless man, John Martin, was camped out in front of City Hall in 2011, protesting the mayor's policy of clearing out homeless camps in Anchorage. Dennis Wheeler, an attorney for the municipality of Anchorage, said he was surprised by the lawsuit.
We spent a significant amount of time and effort to craft an ordinance that we felt met the constitutional requirements, and that's why we spent so much time working to model it as closely as we could. After the Seattle version that had gone through the federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and had withstood a constitutional challenge by, among others, the ACLU. So we feel very comfortable that we've crafted something that works.
Wheeler adds it has never been the intention of the municipality to interfere with people's ability to freely assemble. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.